The Yale School of Public Health recommends testing every nursing home resident at the first sign of a COVID-19 infection. Nearly 3,000 patients died from outbreaks in Connecticut nursing homes. WSHU's Cassandra Basler has more on a new Yale study produced with the Connecticut Department of Public Health.
Connecticut nursing homes reported their first case of coronavirus in mid-March. Weeks later, the State Department of Public Health asked Yale epidemiologists to help. They identified 33 nursing homes where they could target COVID testing to contain outbreaks and save the most lives. Dr. Sunil Parikh says his study took an extraordinary amount of coordination between the state, nursing homes, and 8 test labs. Dr. Parikh's findings were published in the Journal of American Medical Association this week.
We were really struck by the number of undiagnosed cases that were present. It was nearly 30% of residents that were tested in these initial 33 facilities.
Parikh says none of the nursing home staff were tested, but almost 9 in 10 of residents who tested positive did not show symptoms on the day of testing. He says Connecticut's model for rapid testing could help stem outbreaks in states like Texas and Florida.
You really need to test everyone in that facility and probably do it repeatedly until you get a hold of the outbreak.
Parikh says rapid test results will be especially important to contain outbreaks as school resumes. He says testing helps contain outbreaks only if people continue to wear masks and social distance. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.